Gauteng accounts for about 32.5% of all COVID-19 cases in South Africa and is expected to become the epicenter, catching up fast to the Western Cape. However, there's still a lot of confusion as to whether we'll see another hard lockdown in Gauteng. Last week, Premier Makura and Health MEC Dr. Bandile Masuku said a return to a hard lockdown was not off the table. But at the end of last week, President Ramaphosa said there would be no return to a hard lockdown. Then, on Monday, Health Minister Zweli Mkhize said there was the option of locking down hard again if needs be. Now, to give us some clarity on the current situation, we are joined this morning on the line by spokesperson for the Department of Health in Gauteng, Kwara Kikana. Kwara, we thank you so much for your time. Good morning. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Good morning to you, Milana Suleiman, and good morning to the listeners.
We understand that you've just recovered from COVID-19. How are you doing?
I have just recovered from COVID-19. Thank you so much. I'm doing well. I was actually quite lucky that I was not symptomatic. So I was asymptomatic and I spent my isolation at home and I recovered quite quickly and doing well and back at work.
What have you learned about the virus, in your own experience that helps now the work that you do?
I think for me, and it's, with regards to the symptoms as well, because some of the things that people are narrating now, it's things that I didn't think were symptoms, to be honest with you. But when I look back now, things that there are days where I woke up and very, very lethargic, very, very tired, and you just thought, no, maybe it's one of those days, because obviously we've been working nonstop since the start of the Sixth Administration, so you think it's your body just telling you to just take a break. But that kind of lethargicness, which is tiredness, colleagues that had COVID-19 before were saying to me, just take it easy. And people that are listening and that are COVID positive as well, I would also say, take it easy. Don't try and do any exercises while you're in isolation and saying, well, I have a bit of time now to do other things. No, just rest. Don't give your body an opportunity to get tired. Don't give your body an opportunity to, be exposed. So be rest, take fluids, take vitamins as much as you can, and give your body a fighting chance.
Health Minister Zweli Mkhize is worried about Gauteng's health system. His concern is that it'll be overwhelmed by a sudden surge in COVID-19 cases. How is the system currently doing, and are we ready now for the surge? Are we ready, considering that it's inevitable that we would become the epicenter?
So currently, Gauteng, just to give you a picture, Amalan Suleiman and those that are listening, is that Gauteng currently has the highest number of active cases in the country. I was looking at the figures this morning comparing the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases, which is shy of about 1,000 plus cases behind the Western Cape. So probably by the end of today, we'll definitely have more confirmed cases, more than the Western Cape, and also have the highest number of active cases in the country. And we're seeing a rapid increase in the number of cases in Gauteng. And we're likely to see this number increasing as we head towards the peak. One of the, and among the contributing factors, of course, in Gauteng is the, the increase in mobility and movement as a result of the level 3 lockdown and obviously the advanced level 3 lockdown that has seen opening up of the economy. Our hospitals, as things stand, we are obviously, beginning to experience the pressure in our facilities. And I think a lot of it as well has to do with the fact that a lot of people, panic a lot and they rush to the hospital. So what we are doing, and especially as it relates to what we call persons under investigation. So these are people that could be experiencing mild flu-like symptoms, that want to get tested, that sort of thing, and then they then make their way to health facilities to see if they can get tested. And what we're trying to do now is to also decongest the hospitals by down-referring people, with similar symptoms, very mild symptoms, that can possibly go to some of our quarantine sites so that we don't put pressure on hospitals, but also pressure on our health workers.
This surge that we are currently witnessing, did it come earlier than expected? When is the peak expected, and why has Gauteng become the epicenter after Western Cape?
So some of the, the experts are saying, end of August, end towards September. So in that period between end of August into September. But I have heard some people saying that, the trajectory of the virus is moving a bit faster, than what the modeling looked like. But of course, that's a conversation to have, Molana, with the experts. But of course, the current surge we're experiencing, generally speaking, is expected. And like I said, one of the contributing factors is definitely the opening up of the economy. When we, and I think this was the 1st of May, when we were lifting, when the country was lifting the, you know, the level, I think, 4 lockdown, saying people should, can return back, or level 4 lockdown, that people can return back to, you know, their provinces, there would be that temporary opening up of interprovincial travel. Somebody was saying, I think it was the premier, that we saw an estimated number of people and coming back into Gauteng, just over 500,000 people moving back into the province. So, which also indicates that, you know, there's a lot of people that have come to Gauteng for job opportunities, you know, livelihoods, that sort of thing. And that's what makes the province obviously so attractive to people. But this also indicates the fact that you have a lot of people, and Gauteng registers about 15.9 million people, that's documented by SSA. And this can also extend to undocumented persons, so it also puts pressure on the health system.
Now, all this talk about a hard lockdown being on the cards for Gauteng, where does the health MEC stand on this?
I think last week, MEC of Health, Benjamin Matsuku, was just made a suggestion around what is called the intermittent, and I think it was a buzzword sometime last week, Milana, around an intermittent lockdown. And this was some of the examples that he was citing, looking at what other countries had done. For example, I think countries like Pakistan and similar examples that are applied during different pandemics around the world. But particularly with Pakistan would be an example that's quite close, because of it is during COVID-19 that they've applied what is called an intermittent lockdown. And this was just an example or a conversation that he was having with some members of the media. And I think it really caught on in terms of the conversation around the different frameworks or models of lockdown that Gauteng might, you know, might explore. But of course, ultimately, the issues of whether or not we move to level 4, 5, 3, or intermittent, whatever kind of framework of lockdown, lies with the national government.
Now, in terms of stats, right, which you made reference to earlier on, if we take Lenasia, for example, where we are based, it's part of Region G, together with Protea South, Orange Farm, Annadale, Wheelers Farm, etc. So you'll get stats for Region G. But are there official stats available where the residents of Lenasia, the residents of El Dorado Park, Annadale, can look at their respective towns and see what the stats look like?
Currently, what we're publishing is sub-district statistics based on, I think, the municipal demarcations and so on. But, of course, that granular kind of information that you're asking about, it, you know, that would have to source from the respective districts in Johannesburg for them to do a more granular kind of, you know, data availability. But, of course, that data should be available, because we would know how many people in a particular address, and that address belongs to Lens or maybe, you know, Wheelers Farm, for example, or Energy or whatever the case might be, would definitely, you know, is available to from the team. But currently, you know, the model we're applying in terms of releasing the data is based on the demarcations according to district and sub-district.
Finally then, Kwara, you know, just to reassure our listeners, are there enough beds at public and private hospitals to deal with the surge and as we move now towards the peak?
I mean, for us in Gauteng, we've been preparing as much as we can and increasing capacity, which is an important point, because for us, we want to also ensure that beyond the pandemic, we have sustained infrastructural improvements. We've been making, you know, infrastructural adjustments and refurbishments in existing areas within facilities. You know, beds at Barra, at Kalafong, at the Discoverers Hospital, CHC, as well as the Lenasia South, I think, Hospital. It's about 100 plus beds that we've, you know, in terms of putting up there. So we're doing as much as we can, but I think what's most important for us is the ability now to also increase the number of oxygenated beds or beds that have oxygen. In particular, we're trying to put an extra 300 beds at Nazareth Quarantine Isolation Site that would greatly assist in terms of decongesting the hospitals when the time comes. And I know now there is an increasing pressure on the demand for oxygen. And if we can also make sure that we decongest our hospitals by providing plug points for oxygen for people that require, so they don't have severe symptoms as such. So, you know, they have struggled breathing and other respiratory issues. And if they get a bit of oxygen, they're a bit of relieved and can be able to go back home and recover quite well. So trying to also put in that intermediary, if you will, strategy in place to see where other areas we can increase our oxygen bed capacity in the province. So definitely Nazareth is one of those areas. But of course, the broader strategy, you know, since way back that we've been communicating around increasing of beds in various areas. We're done with Barra, I think about, you know, 30, 40 beds have already and are already utilized. Opened about 30 ICU beds at Charlotte Masaka last week. So we're increasing capacity as fast as we can, in particularly in the hospitals, so that we have infrastructure way after the pandemic is gone.
Well, Akinkana, we thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Milana.